Oro mwana ezaka na kusamba kambira kakanyimbo avomera kusamba so msambikeni fast fast akaribokana atoro izo nyonga areka kunyonga oh imwe
and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Chavuma residents concerned with the emerging gay practices. In Africa news, South Africans claim jobs are going to undocumented migrants. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Chavuma District in Northwestern Province have urged the clergy, the traditional leadership and other stakeholders to address the slowly emerging gay practices in the district. The community is concerned that these practices may undermine not only the district's culture and moral fabric, but the nation's morality at large. Ms. Mary Namuchana, a concerned mother of three, expressed worry about the future of her children if such practices become the new adopted lifestyle. And Telefinia Chilufia revealed that the emerging gay practices may erode the district's culture and moral values. Ms. Chilufia noted that even though she was not born and bred in Chavuma, she has stayed there long enough to see that young people in the area are slowly being influenced by social media. The community is engaging in open discussions about the issue with some residents, calling for greater awareness and understanding. The residents of Chavuma District are determined to address the emerging gay practices in a way that is respectful and inclusive. Traders in Lusaka's Misisi compound who conduct their businesses under the ZESCO power lines have been given 14 days to vacate the place. And speaking to Kombon Radio News, the affected traders complained that they have nowhere to go as the local authority has not allocated them an alternative trading place. They further lamented that the 14 days notice is insufficient for them to find other alternative trading spaces and pleaded with ZESCO to give them more time. The traders have since appealed to government to intervene and assist them in finding a solution. The Zambia National Service has gathered recruits from across the country to undergo medical examinations in preparation for a training program set to kick off on September 1st, 2025. The medical examinations are being conducted at various camps, including ZNS Kitwe Training School, ZNS Chishimba Camp in Kasama, and ZNS Chiwoko Camp in Katete. According to the training school commandant, Colonel Mwila Mulubwa, and medical in charge, Colonel Bright Asichone, all necessary preparations are in place and the instructors are ready to commence the training.
Indicate that we are ready to commence training on 1st September. The instructors are in place and all that we require for commencement of this program is in place. So we are ready to start the program on 1st September.
At least so far we have done about 100 and we hope maybe by we are going to receive the rest.
The program aims to equip the recruits with life-saving skills. Meanwhile, Minister of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala stated that the selection process was handled by local government authorities.
Minister of Defense, we just received the names and the youths who are coming here, then we trained them. So the selection was not done with us, it was done with the local government.
The Food Reserve Agency FRA main depot in Kapirimbonshi has made a significant progress in purchasing maize from farmers who supplied the grain under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP. According to Owen Mukelebai, the FRA Marketing Assistant Officer, the depot has so far purchased over 394,000 bags of maize, each weighing 50 kilograms. Mr. Mukelebai provided an update on the crop marketing process during a visit by Kapirimbonshi Town Council Chairperson Brilliant Munyeke. The visit aimed to familiarize Mr. Munyeke with the depot's operations and assess the progress of maize purchases.
So far, we've moved 221,826 to holding depots. So, what is the seed in the supply deposit for those purchases is 132,671 bags. We have many riches and purchase, which we have in farmers' bags, 888,588.
Okay.
That is the as of yesterday. So that's the position, and we have empty grain bags of 28,783.
During the visit, Mr. Munyeke took the opportunity to appeal to the FRA to consider establishing more satellite depots in the district. He emphasized that this would ease the mobility burden on farmers who often have to travel long distances to deliver their produce to the main depot. Mr. Munyeke also urged the farmers to take the initiative to mobilize themselves and erect the slabs that would demonstrate their commitment to having more depots established in the area.
The government has considered us very much in terms of buying maize and looking at the system itself, the obvious advantage that we are using the old system, which has been there. So it looks like because of what we have said, the issue of the demand by